You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now we have a trending report. What in the world is trending? Well, it's that day.
You have to see the groundhog?
Yes, I am.
You think it's going to be an early spring?
I'm predicting March 21st.
Oh, good guess. You know, I think that actually is the first day of spring.
Do we have the results yet?
He saw. He did not see the shadow, will be an early spring.
Hey! The cloud cheered and everyone was happy.
Okay.
They're at Gobbler's Knob. Happy Groundhog Day.
Hooray.
Darius Rucker, the dude who was, well, now he's a big country star, but he was the lead vocalist for Hootie and the Blowfish for many years. Well, apparently he's in some hot water over in the great state of Tennessee, which, of course, he's a country star. Of course, he's going to be in Tennessee. I guess he's been booked on a, quote, minor drug offense.
Yes. They're
calling it simple possession / casual exchange of a controlled substance.
Casual. And then he had, like, expired plates or something. I don't know. But
which is probably why he got pulled over.
So my wife, Knick Knack, has a crazy mad crush on Mr. Rucker. And she was reading this story to me in the car yesterday. She's like, no, not my boyfriend. No.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what an idiot. But,
oh,
hey,
Darius.
He's a big star. He's going to have a little something on him probably. Don't they all? A little pot weed.
He'll get even less than a slap on the wrist. He'll be back out on the...
I think he already is. I think he
today.
Is, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, the point is, it's not a big story, but it gives us an excuse to play Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes!
After the trending report, every time I smoke a joint, I go blind.
Yes!
It's a good song. So I'm excited. A little Hootie on a Friday.
Yeah, it's fun. We'll have that. What else is going on? There's a place up in New Hampshire. That's where my family lived when I was born. They went across the border into Maine to pop me out, but then came back and lived in New Hampshire for like the first year of my life, but obviously no memories of it. But I do still feel a warm little tug to the people in New Hampshire. And, you know, while I was there, I was wearing diapers. Now, as an adult, you can wear diapers in New Hampshire. There's a business there that's getting a lot of blowback from the neighborhood that they're in because it's called the Diaper Spa. And what they apparently do is they have their clients run around in this place wearing diapers and pretending to be babies.
Oh, okay. Yes.
The woman who owns it is a licensed therapist, and she says, listen, this is a targeted therapy for people. It allows them to work out any issues that might have bubbled over from their childhood. And they've got a variety of services like the adult baby diaper lover, the adult baby diaper nursery spa care.
Okay.
It's like a spa-like nursery experience for the little one inside you.
Aw.
This is not cheap either. I mean, it's kind of expensive. But here's the thing. They got hundreds of people in the area nearby the diaper spa that are signing online petitions to try to get the business shut down because they're so worried that the people who go there will be, quote, dangerous.
I don't know. They might be a little cuckoo nuts, but...
Can we just get people to relax? So what? If this lady wants to run a business where people come in and wear a diaper, let it be.
This is going to turn into some sort of TLC special, I think. So, I mean, my God,
sure.
Who cares? Let it go. And you don't know what's going on. It might really truly be helping people. I mean, go sit
it
on in this for 45 minutes and see what's going on, I guess.
This lady who runs it says that people tend to fear things they don't understand. And that is absolutely right.
I went poo-poo pee-pee.
She thinks that the outrage will eventually die down. Yeah, just let them do their little diaper spa.
Who cares?
And everyone relax.
It's just an excuse to poop your pants.
What else we got? Let's see. I got some news for nerds for you. I have always been an advocate of getting chips implanted in our heads. I'm pro-technology that way. And now it looks like it's happening. Elon Musk has a company called Neuralink, and they have just implanted a computer chip into a person's brain for the first time. And there's a variety of things they're doing. But in an interview, what he talked about was that the very first users of this will be people who have lost the use of their limbs. And so they'll be able to use this program called telepathy and control the apps on their phone just by thinking.
Yeah.
So they don't have to take the phone in their hand and hit buttons anymore. They can just have their phone next to them, think something, and it will run an app for them.
The video I saw was pretty darn incredible. It was somebody who had MS and couldn't even talk anymore, and they were able to think about what they wanted to say, and it would come out of a little speaker just by thinking it. The guy was like, hey, I'm running to the grocery store, and the woman thought, what time will you be back? And the speaker said, what time will you be back?
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. Now, imagine this, because that's what they're able to do today. Right now. Now, fast forward 5 years, and what do you think it's going to be like?
The only scary thing is if it is like verbalizing your internal monologue, you got to be really careful about that.
You sure need to be able to shut it off.
Shut it off. How do you shut it off?
Yeah.
It's neat stuff,
though. Help so many things. And then eventually what they're hoping is that this will also help people who have maybe become paralyzed to be able to walk again. So
awesome.
Science is coming to the rescue. I know, like the lady said about the diaper spa, people fear things that they don't understand. And we know for a fact that there are people who are terrified.
Yeah,
that a company is putting chips in people's brains. But we're going to get to the point where it's just so automatic that we won't think twice about it.
I was talking to somebody about this, and their main concern was, like anything, you can hack it and take it over. And what is it going to be? How long is it going to be before somebody hacks your chip and makes you commit a crime? That's the big concern, where you take control of somebody's body and have them stab someone for you.
I believe that was a sci-fi movie, too.
Well, it's coming.
So writers have already thought of that. And yeah, Jer, I mean, there's no reason to think that
could be a possibility, you know.
But you know what? People can also steal a car and run over people. So, I mean, with every bit of technology, there's always going to be someone who's going to use it for evil. I mean, that's just going to be the case. So, and then there's some people who are freaking out over an asteroid that's going to fly past the Earth today. It's the size of the Empire State Building. You know, the poor Empire State Building gets compared to everything. But don't worry about it. This asteroid will be almost 2 million miles away. In astronomical terms, that is very, very, very close. But in our terms, just walking around, 2 million miles away means you will not have to worry about disrupting your scrolling on social media. It'll fly by and you won't even know it. And then a handful of other smaller asteroids will also cruise past this weekend as well. So I guess we're in a hot zone right now of a bunch of space junk out there. And we are only February, March. We're only a couple of months away now. And I'll be off work for this. Just giving you a heads up, Jeremy, for the next big total solar eclipse, which is coming in early April. I want to say April 8th. So,
all right.
That's good stuff. All right, what else is trending?
Well, probably the most exciting news of the day. It's National Tater Tot Day, everybody. A day dedicated to probably one of the greatest foods on the planet. And if you're not making your tater tots in your air fryer at this point, you need to sit yourself down today and just reevaluate, you know, what you're doing with your life, because the tater tot in the air fryer is the superior way to make it. The other way that I've seen, Dom, I don't know if you've done it, is where you get defrosted tater tots and put them in the waffle iron.
Yep.
And you make it like a big old hash brown. Mmm, put some gravy on it.
I have not tried that, but I've seen it in various cookbook things, and it looks terrific.
Put some scrambled eggs on top of that, some sausage and gravy. Come on.
Somebody put out some online cookbook thing. It was all the various things you can make with a waffle maker.
Oh, yeah,
you
can do everything.
A ton of different things that no one ever thinks about. And, tater tots were one. I'm
going
to go get me some tater tots later today. I think I'm going to go have an early dinner at a bar somewhere, so I'm going to get me some tots.
Get it. Get some cheese on it.
I'll send you a photo.
Gooey. Thank you. Please, please do. All right, so the biggest celebrity nonsense floating around right now is this potential, or I guess it is a feud now, I don't know, between Britt and Justin Timberlake. She posted an apology to anyone who was hurt by what she wrote in her memoir. It made it pretty clear that Justin Timberlake was intended to see that. Well, he doesn't accept, I guess, because during a show in New York City on Wednesday, he was launching into Cry Me a River, which is supposed to be about Britney Spears and their breakup. And his quote was, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely effing nobody. So Britt caught wind of it, and get this, Dom, she unapologized. I'm unapologizing.
She retracted the apology.
Then she said something about, do you want to bring it to the court, or will you go home crying to your mom like you did last time? I'm not sorry. just this whole rant. Anyway, so now they're going back and forth on the social. That was kind of a jerk thing probably for Justin to do since he's so beloved. I don't know if he should have done
just
that.
Just be the bigger person. Be the bigger person. Apologized. Yeah. Be the bigger person. Of course, we don't know everything. I haven't read her stupid book, so
yeah, I don't know
exactly what she said.
Yeah, I don't know if that was necessary, man. Nor I know Nina was upset by it yesterday. Nina, who works here, she was really upset that Justin Timberlake did that.
Oh, no.
I know. She loves him. All right, so the story is talking about a guy who was going through some of his parents' stuff, I think, or grandparents' stuff. He found a ticket booklet from 1978 for Walt Disney World, just sitting there collecting dust. It was like an $8 ticket book, so you could use this and get into Disney World. So he flew to Orlando to see if it would work, documented it all on TikTok, of course. Long story short, yeah, they gave him a one-day ticket, which now I think is worth just shy of like $170, and he got in for the $8. They honored the ticket booklet from 1978. That's pretty darn cool that Disney did that. I do like that a lot.
Well, yeah, but the skeptic in me and the cynic in me is like, if they hadn't, it would have been blasted all over the interwebs of how cruel and mean they were to this guy.
Probably, I guess.
You know, in a way, it's like influencer extortion is what it is.
A little bit, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm filming this for TikTok. Will you accept it? I didn't actually watch the video.
Are
I don't
you
know
gonna
if he
dare to tell me no in yeah. front of all these thousands of people.
I didn't watch it. The video. I don't know if he did it on the sly or if he announced what he was doing. So I don't know. Do your own research on that because I'm not. Here's the latest trend.
I don't know if influencer extortion is an actual term, but if not, I've just
it's
invented
it. I like it a lot.
and I think it's a thing.
Yeah. Here's the latest thing in tattoos. People are getting Spotify tattoos, which are scannable codes that link to a particular song on the old Spotify. So maybe you like an old, Metallica song or something. And you put it on your arm, and you have your friends scan it, and they can listen to your favorite song. Yeah, it's kind
of fun. I see all sorts
huh?
of problems with this.
They say the problem is that the ink and the skin, when it ages, it might not work. There's also the possibility that Spotify shifts away from supporting these codes at some point. So, yeah, I mean, it could just be on there for no reason at all later in life. But
and you'll just have to explain it to people.
Right now, it's getting people some clicks on their Instagram.
Yeah, here we go.
Here's a story about not all heroes wearing capes. A woman in South Carolina tossed out a bunch of stuff in a bin at a recycling center on Sunday, and her diamond wedding ring slipped off. Oh, no! She alerted the trash company, and they did one of those things, it looked like, where they backed up the garbage truck and tipped it up in the air and dumped everything out. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of the sanitation workers went out there and sifted through all the garbage, and they found her ring.
Hooray!
And there's a bunch of pictures online of them, guys smiling with her and everything. What do you do for people that do that for you? What would you do to say thank you?
That was my next question. What did she do for them?
I don't know. That was not in the story, but I'm thinking like some gift cards to a fancy steakhouse or something. If they're digging through trash for you and they find your ring, yeah, you got to do something really nice for those people. And then how's this for a nightmare scenario? A couple in Texas found out they were having twins again.
Oh.
We'll just leave it there. Not again! No! Oh, my God. Oh, makes my chest hurt. And just in time for Valentine's Day, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention is releasing a report showing that sexually transmitted diseases are way up right now, you guys.
Syphilis.
Syphilis is up about 80% right now.
There's an explosion.
I don't even know what that
is. Syphilis.
Do you even know what that is? I'd have to look at.
Look at the pictures.
I don't want to look at the pictures.
Well, then just get over
it. My main concern is for our producer, Josh, because he's out there. He's, you know, single and mingling.
I think he's being safe, though.
I hope so, because I don't want to. Can you catch that from just, like, rubbing up against each other? Like, you
yeah,
know.
Just you just have to walk in the
not
same room.
Not that
here.
Way of rubbing up against each other.
You just have to walk in the
like
same room.
Like if we
room.
Share a Sprite or something, am I going to get it? Oh, my God. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, por favor. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I personally laughed out loud at this video today, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to be pissed off. But it's a daycare, and they let this little kid curse in the bathroom just to get it out of her system. Mom gave permission for them to do this, and they filmed her in this bathroom. And yes, heads up, this little kid who's 4, maybe 5, drops the F-bomb like 20 times in this video. But I'm telling you, it's cute, and you're going to crack up. I hope. Don't report this link, please. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Did you watch it at all? Oh, man, you got to watch it. It's so good.
It's like a little Samuel L. Jackson
so
or something.
So good, yeah.
That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.